From a room next to my bathroom in my basement, this is My Worst Holiday. A podcast about your worst or funniest family gathering, birthdays, wedding, vacation, whatever it is. I want to hear it and I want to relate it back to you. Like I said previously, I am a strict amateur. I've just always wanted to do something in comedy. I don't have time for stand-up. So I downloaded Audacity, and I bought a podcast system, and I have some friends, and I've got some stories that I can get from them. It's going to be raw, it's going to be real, and it's going to be funny. I've got Jay here, and...
Again.
I was going to start off another one of my stories and another Thanksgiving story. This one happened 5 or 6 years ago. I had my wife's family over, which is...
oh, boy.
Yeah, it's always a good time. Always a good time. My brother-in-law, this is a brother-in-law who has actually dented my car, pissed in my chair, and bit one of my friend's wives while he was drunk. And this is my good brother-in-law.
Are you going to tell the bit your friend's wife story?
No, that was part of just a drunk night. Huh. But, you get drunk, you just bite people's wives. It goes without saying. So,
I want to party with you guys.
He has two kids, Chase and Renegade. And
Whoa. You gotta back up first. Renegade is the child's name.
Yeah, Renegade Outlaw.
No.
Yeah.
You have waited. There are so many things I'm learning about you this week. So, from the Robin Williams reference.
Yeah. I invited them all over.
Wait, no, we gotta go back. Were they a big fan of the Lorenzo Lamas show? Was it that
I can't even get into their psyche to find out, like, why you would name your child Renegade. But I guess...
I would dedicate a whole show to it. Why did you name your child Renegade Outlaw?
And he's a great kid. He really is. He's, like, one of my favorite people in our family.
I want him so much to grow up, like, super conservative. Yeah. President Outlaw.
Yes. Okay, so anyway, this is about his little brother Chase.
What do you call him?
Oh, I call him Renegade.
Okay.
So anyway,
does the song from Styx go through your mind over and over?
Yeah. Oh, mama, I have every time. Yeah, I think that's what I play it every time he comes over as he walks through the door.
It's nice, he has a reference.
He does. Yeah, he has music. Theme music.
Yeah.
We have I worked at a retail shop, and of course Thanksgiving, the day before Black Friday, and I took as much time as I could to spend with my family before I had to go to bed. But anyway, we'll back up. We were having Thanksgiving, and of course we're having cocktails, and we're getting hammered and stuff like that. And my brother-in-law, I never seen anybody get so drunk that they just stare and smile at me blankly. And drool just run right out of the middle of his lip down his chest.
Wow.
I've been drunk enough to pass out, and at least have the courtesy to pass out. He actually just went catatonic, man, like staring right at me.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, I gotta meet this guy.
Yeah. Like I said, my good brother-in-law. This is my good one. And we get him some food. He kind of... comes back around, you know, and I stay up as late as I can with my family, enjoying, you know, having the normal conversations and drinking and football, and we're all having a great time. It's getting on to midnight. Now I got to be up at like 5 a.m. to be at work at 6 a.m. for Black Friday.
I did that many times.
Yeah.
Many, many times.
All right. So, 8 o'clock,
bedtime.
So I go to bed, I'm laying there, and I do say a nightly prayer. I'm a religious man. So, and I'm like, thank you for this entire night. You know, everything was so good. And then I hear boom from my bathroom. So I jump up. I'm like, what the hell was that? I go running out. The entire family's standing out there. Of course, everybody's up. This is a big noise. And I'm standing there in my underwear going, what the hell just happened? So I knock on the bathroom door and I hear, just a minute. Like, no, no, I don't think I'm going to wait a minute. What's going on? And so I go back into my bedroom, put on some shorts, so at least I'm not standing there in my underwear with my in-laws. And his brother got the bathroom door open, and I see my sink laying on the ground, broken.
Man, I gotta meet these people.
So anyway, I go, what happened? And he goes, I was going to the bathroom. And I go, what? And his brother says, Uncle Mark, he goes to the bathroom different. Different? How do you mean different? And I go, show me. So the kid goes back in, and I'm watching him as he takes his left foot and puts it up on the seat of the toilet, and then his right foot and puts it up on the seat of the toilet.
So he stands over the toilet.
He squats on the... His grandmother potty trained him 13 years ago. She's Korean.
Oh!
He put his hand on my sink, and my sink was a pedestal sink. Just knocked it completely off the wall trying to stabilize himself as he squatted on my shitter.
Folks, I will promise you, when I meet these people, I am going to have a remote pack so I can record the whole thing. We'll just edit through. I am just in awe. I am just in awe. I now want to go to a Thanksgiving here and nowhere else. And I'm bringing moonshine.
All right, Jay, you're up, buddy.
To speed up the process. Well, my story today has absolutely nothing to do with Thanksgiving. The only thing in common is there's food involved.
All right.
Sort of.
Sort of food.
Back in my youth, I worked a various amount of jobs dealing with hairnets and name tags. And at one point, it was a Sunday.
Sounds after... suspicious.
Yeah. I saw that from Wayne's World.
Okay.
So one day we're working, and it was, in fact, I had blogged about this story at one point, and I contacted the person who is the main character. And he's like, I don't remember doing this at all. He goes, but it sure sounds like me. And he's good natured, so he's like, go ahead, but I'm not going to use it. I'm just going to call him R.
Okay, call him R.
Because it's a semi-distinctive name, and if someone knows who I am and traces back my past, they'll know exactly, or they could probably look up my blog on one of the social media sites. I can't remember if it was MySpace or Facebook, though, so you're on your own. But it is under the heading Great Moments in Work History. So we're all sitting back there on a Sunday afternoon, and the thing about Sunday afternoons is they can get boring, and it's right on the shift to where, like, the afternoon guys are switching. So there's a whole bunch of us for, like, an hour, so we can go through lunch hour, you know, and most of the afternoon guys just want to get out of there. The night guys are bummed because they are there, and he wasn't the greatest worker. He was a lot of fun. And he was just somebody who...
Did I work there?
Maybe. She could be your family, for all I know. But he was a good dude. He was a lot of fun. And I liked working with him. I liked talking to him. He's still the same guy. Mm-hmm. You know, and I curse today because he's still as good looking now as he was back then. Because back then, all the girls fawned over him.
Oh, jeez, don't you hate that?
Oh, he's good looking with a beautiful wife and beautiful children. I hate you, R. I hate you. He's the exact opposite of me, other than the fact that I have children who are way more handsome than me, thank God. So anyway, we're sitting back there, and... I look over, and at the time we had these things we called clamshells, which have since been replaced by cardboard boxes, but back then they were styrofoam. This is before anyone gave a shit about the environment. And I look over, and I'm like, R, what are you doing? He's like, just wait. I'm like, okay. And, you know, like I said, he wasn't the greatest worker, so we were used to covering for him.
Yeah.
But he was a lot of fun to be around.
So he's fucking off even when he isn't working.
So he's over there, we're not paying attention. So all of a sudden, and he's like, all right, you ready? We're like, for what? He goes, just wait. So he's just standing there with this clamshell in the front of his groin.
Right.
We're like, what the fuck's he doing? Right. What the fuck's he doing now? And this woman walked back, and she was a lady with some miles on her.
Yeah.
Party girl. She liked to have some fun.
Yeah. Bless her heart.
She likes some penis.
Some of my favorite people.
Yeah. She was.
So she likes the cock.
Yeah. She was a wild woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she was a horrible influence on our young minds, so we all loved hanging out with her.
Oh, yeah.
Because awesome. She was probably 30, 35, and we're all 18, 21.
Teach me.
She
Teach
was a
me.
Goddess. Yes. She was our goddess. So she comes walking through, and R says, "Hey S, want a quarter pounder?" And opens it up, and she doesn't even miss a beat. She glances over, she's like, "Nope, I like mine with cheese," and just keeps on going. So if you ever want to stop a restaurant kitchen, one of you must insert your penis into a box.
Into a clam.
And ask someone if they would like a quarter pounder. Because for the next 10 minutes, we were all laughing so hard, absolutely nothing got done. And it was not pretty. I mean, it probably took us 5 minutes to get up a sandwich that should have taken a minute.
Right, exactly. You
know? But we were laughing so hard. It's hard to flip burgers when you're doubled over in laughter, laughing so hard.
All right. Well, that will conclude our second episode. I hope you enjoyed the quarter pound version of My Worst Holiday.
Enjoy your dinner, folks.
It's good to know what's going on behind the scenes at a restaurant, isn't it?
Oh, dude, I got so many horrible stories.
And if anything thinks that they've had pickles that wasn't at one point pissed in.
You know what? I never saw that. I never heard of that. Oh, but I remember a night to where one of our guys, somebody called in sick, and he was just getting hammered all night long. And he spelt out, and pickles, you can flick on a tile, and they'll stay there forever.
Yeah.
And he once spelled out, "Go to hell" in pickles. That was a rough night, but that was a lot of fun.
Good times. All right. Well, you can contact me at myworstholiday@gmail.com. Don't be afraid to leave your Skype address or your FaceTime. I would like to get to where I could actually FaceTime people and do this one-on-one and talk to the people out there.
Maybe meet for lunch.
Yeah. No, we're never going to meet.
That restaurant is no longer in existence. I drove past there last year, and I'm like, it's like part of my youth was bulldozed over. I was sad.
I think it sounds like for a good reason. All right, guys. Have a great day. And from My Worst Holiday, see you later.